This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, February 6th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Hearing on tap for USTR pick. Lutnick nomination moves forward, and USAID employees protest shuttering of agency. Senators to grill Trump's USTR pick on tariffs. President Donald Trump's nominee to helm the office of the U.S. Trade Representative will appear before the Senate Finance Committee today in what promises to be a tariff-heavy hearing. International trade attorney Jamison Greer's nomination comes the same week new tariffs on China went into effect and Trump walked back duties on goods from Mexico and Canada hours before they were set to begin. Greer has been an outspoken advocate of tariffs. During the first Trump administration, he served as chief of staff to Robert Lighthizer, Trump's trade policy architect. Greer and Trump are a like mind on tariffs, Senate Finance Ranking Member Ron Wyden of Oregon told reporters on a call this week. So there's a big challenge coming up, he added, telling reporters to expect more tariff chaos. Now take note, Greer has previously advocated for the U.S. pursuing new sectoral trade deals with partners to secure additional market access in specific industries. He has also suggested that the U.S. should annually consider whether to keep normal trade relations with China. Lutnick advances to Senate floor vote. The Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee has advanced Howard Lutnick's nomination to lead the Commerce Department. The nomination moved on a 16-12 vote with only one Democrat, Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, voting with Republicans. When announcing his nomination, Trump had said Lutnick would be responsible for implementing his trade agenda. Accordingly, some Democrats indicated they were uneasy with Lutnick's position on tariffs. We need a secretary that understands that these products and these issues need coalition building, not throwing down gauntlets that will lose jobs for my farmers, Ranking Member Maria Cantwell of Washington said during the meeting to consider his nomination. With USAID to be shuttered tomorrow, protesters flood Capitol Hill. The U.S. Agency for International Development will be shuttered tomorrow when nearly all employees around the world will be placed on leave. Those sanctioned overseas will have 30 days to return to the United States. The only exception will be designated personnel responsible for mission-critical functions, core leadership, and specially designated programs, according to the USAID.gov website. Thousands of protesters gathered in Senate Park Wednesday to voice their opposition to the decision with chants of USAID and let them work, among others. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey and Senator Peter Wells of Vermont stepped away from the Senate Ag Committee hearing to address the crowd. By the way, Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran has raised concern about the amount of food aid left in limbo with the shutdown of USAID. Asked whether he would support folding the agency into the Department of State, he said, quote, "I think that requires a hearing and legislative debate to determine what the right answer is. I think there's a problem. I think there are problems at USAID that need to be addressed, but this is an agency that Congress needs to be involved in making a decision on what it should look like." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senate eyes next week for first reconciliation bill markup. The Senate is preparing to move forward on the first of two reconciliation bills next week, even as the House continues to work on a single bill. After a meeting of GOP senators yesterday, Budget Committee Chair Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said he's hopeful about a markup of a budget resolution next week. The resolution would provide about $150 million to border security and somewhere in that range for the military. In the meantime, the House has been struggling to find consensus on their plan for one big, beautiful bill. Originally, the chamber planned to move its budget resolution through the Budget Committee this week with a possible floor vote next week. However, some hardline conservatives have pushed for steeper spending cuts than the $500 million proposed by leadership. Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota said Trump gave his blessing to the Senate plan to move ahead on two bills. Texas Ag Department warns of unsolicited packages. Beware of gifts from China containing seeds. That's the message from Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, who's warning Texans about a mystery package sent to an address in Clute, a city in the Houston metro area. The package contained unidentified seeds and a liquid container. The materials were sent unsolicited from China. Folks, please take this matter seriously, Miller said. Receiving any unsolicited liquid or chemical at your doorstep poses a significant risk to the health of you and your family. We also cannot allow unidentified seeds to enter Texas. If planted, invasive plant species will substantially harm the Texas agriculture industry. The state ag department has sent the contents of the package to the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service for testing. Reducing Gulf dead zone could cost $7 billion, study says. Reducing nitrogen fertilizer runoff to the Gulf of Mexico by 45%, what EPA projects is needed to meet its goal of reducing the body of water's current dead zone, could cost consumers and farmers an estimated $7 billion annually, according to a new study. Researchers at West Virginia University, the Texas Soil and Water Research Laboratory, and Iowa State University estimate fertilizer use on corn, wheat, sorghum, and soybeans to calculate the cost of impacts of potential efforts to reduce the amount of nitrogen that flows into the water body, which Trump has renamed the Gulf of America. Take note, the researchers also found reducing nitrogen fertilizer runoff could lead to a 4 to 5% increase in nitrogen runoff to other waterways like Lake Erie and the Chesapeake Bay. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, February 6th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Gary Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.